Item number five is nonprofit partner rules. Ms. Ann Bright, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Ann Bright, General Counsel. The Parks and Wildlife Code authorizes the Commission and the Department to work with nonprofit partners. Also authorizes the Commission to appoint an official nonprofit partner, and that was done several years ago. That's the Parks and Wildlife Foundation. Statute, including the Government Code and the Parks and Wildlife Code, requires that the Commission adopt certain rules regarding nonprofits, best practices, standards and safeguards, some guidelines for the official nonprofit partner, and rules governing the relationship between the agency and our employees and donors. Under these rules, we categorize the nonprofit partners into three groups: the general nonprofit partners, closely related nonprofit partners, and these are usually our friend groups that are associated with a specific facility or program, and then the general nonprofit partner. I think I went backwards. The official nonprofit partner, the closely related nonprofit partner, and the general nonprofit partner. The general nonprofit partners are really just any kind of nonprofit that we have any kind of relationship with. In coming up with our best practices, we came up with very general requirements for a nonprofit partner, but for a general nonprofit partner. Basically, if they're complying with nonprofit laws, then they're going to be in compliance with our rules. We also have more involvement with our closely related nonprofit partners and the official nonprofit partners, so we have more requirements in these rules. We have best practices in the proposed rules governing general best practices. Those are things like proper incorporation, best practices regarding officers and directors, and those are primarily aimed at making sure that the officers and directors are informed. Fundraising and sponsorship best practices are mainly designed to make sure that the department is involved. I should also point out, and I mentioned this yesterday, that nothing in the rules prevents unrestricted cash donations. We also have rules that address just general requirements and then our procedures. We received several comments. We distributed these to a number of our nonprofit partners prior to publication. We made some changes. We published them in the Texas Register. We received comments from a couple of people. One just supported them without stating a reason. The other person had some specific suggestions, which we thought were very good. As a result, we're requesting changes to the rules as proposed. If a nonprofit partner is going to be using one of our facilities, we want it to be pursuant to a written agreement rather than just an agreement. If a facility has several closely related nonprofit partners associated with it, we'd like for them to inform each other and cooperate in terms of meetings. And then throughout the rules, there are some requirements that some of these nonprofits adopt policies and procedures, and we're willing to develop model policies that will make it easier for them. And with that, there's a recommendation before you to adopt the rules as published in the Texas Register with the changes noted, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any comments or questions for me, Commissioner? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I move.
Move for approval.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Montgomery and seconded by Commissioner Parker. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Aye.